Welcome to Fundamentals of Perception. This is Aratima. Thank you for joining me in this exploration, shifting, and healing of consciousness towards a higher version of living and manifesting. As you know, currently, we are in a transition time that requires impeccable manifesting skills if we want to fulfill ourselves and see a pleasant, light-filled, prosperous world before us. This recording contains a variety of energy transmissions, therefore I pray that the following words and energy be utilized by your soul, mind, body, and spirit in the highest, best possible way for you. Now let's start. Please sit back and allow any and all stress and tension to vanish from your mind and body. You might take a few deep breaths and just kind of breathe and just come here, settling yourself into this present moment. And may you be guided by your inner truth to utilize all here for your highest good. Receive what you need, when and how that serves you best. You may add an audible yes when you really want to affirm something more strongly. So, what is perception and why is it important in regards to being prosperous? And what does it mean when we say changing your mirrors? How do you manifest a truer existence for yourself? Okay, let's start with understanding the act of perceiving per se. Perception happens when you shift from deep sleep, when there is no dream, nothing you can remember, into the dreaming or the waking state. Right now, you are perceiving yourself listening to this recording, your body located somewhere at home or car, and your ears are hearing these words. You are registering a lot of information that locates you in time and space. You can narrow the amount of information or expand into more subtle places of your awareness, such as what does the fabric feel like on the small back of your body, if you choose to do so. Otherwise, you will default to perceiving the spectrum of information that your subconscious has chosen for you. Now, please follow me. What I'm going to explain now is and will be the fundamentals of you learning to change your life. In order to be conscious and to be able to perceive at all, you need your mind. The condition of your mind is very unique and determines the quality of your life, including your prosperity level. But also not just that, in fact, everything, health, relations, etc. So your mind is very unique. It's not like anybody else's mind. What you are perceiving depends on the level of light your mind can reflect, or in other words, the clarity of your mind. Your mind is like a window pane. It can be dirty or clear, or anything in between dirty and clear. The amount of opacity is your amount of programming, patterns, beliefs, memories, good or bad, that are obstructing the purity of your mind's reflection and determines how much light falls through that window pane of your mind. So now the first challenge is this dirt or opacity of your mind distorts the light to varying degrees. The light, when falling through a distorted mind, causes distortions to appear or less than true reflections of your divine essence. Just imagine a movie projector. If the lens has dirt on it, it will appear on the screen and you'll see blotches or some other kind of striations, something that just isn't exactly clear and crisp. Now, the second challenge is, by looking at your distorted reflections, you naturally believe what you see to be a true representation of reality. This trust in your senses will keep you stuck in a current situation. Because you believe what you're seeing, you think it is normal to have all these specks and distortions. Now the invitation is, in order to make changes and manifest something better, you must first look soberly at what you have manifested and behold your current restrictions. So let's look and check together what your current mirrors are in regards to your financial situation and overall prosperity sense or prosperity meter. So what are your current physical mirrors? What you see around you is your state of mind and its capacity to reflect this back to you. Isn't that amazing? So now you are becoming a master of your own life because you have now the knowledge that you are the one that is causing the reflections. At the same time, we're also going to look at how to change what you're seeing. So let's start with some practical exercise. I will ask you some questions and you may look around in your life. What do things look like for you? Do you feel prosperous? Is it enough? Does it feel good? Or do you feel poor, struggling sort of, or sort of okay? In your mind, scan your bank account. Is there debt? Is it in a good condition? Do you feel pain, worry, stress around money? Look at your housing situation. Is it soothing? Do you love what you see, or does your home, house stress you out? So look at your current mirrors. The world you see is and are the reflections of your mind's current state or vibration. Look at your life again. What are your current manifestations? What do you see? All that you see, all this is your mind's state. Now, there's a lot of depth to what we're speaking about here. And you can take this much further. But in this recording, we're going to focus mainly on prosperity. Although we can have a quick scan of your life in the areas of your body's health, your clothing, have a look at that, your friends, relations, your housing, what did you manifest? The street you live in, the city, your town, your country. So we're just doing a little scan here to get a very good neutral perspective on the state of your mind. Now, feel into the vibration of your finances. What does it feel like? Heavy? Light? Promising? Draining? Inspiring, growing, maybe you get a color, a thought, just a feeling. Whatever it is good. Let's look at what is your current value or highest income you are identifying with at this point in your life. If you want to earn more, you must change this value point. Or in other words, can you imagine to earn a certain amount of money? How much are you earning right now? And how much right now feels impossible? So in essence, you must change your mind to become a clearer or more aligned focal point to project a new outcome. In your own country's value system, where do you fit in terms of value? Are you at the bottom, middle, or upper level of prosperity? Sort of, are you on welfare? Are you middle class, upper class? Are you on the lower middle, the middle middle, or the upper middle? Or are you at the very bottom of the upper, the middle upper, or the upper upper? So assessment is important because how else do you know where to go from here? What value do you want to shift into? Think about it. It would be, of course, the next step up. That would be easy. But you can also, if you have the capacity, shift a little higher and feel yourself into a value that right now appears very out of reach. But remember, it's only out of reach because Your mind is opaque or dirty with programming. These programs, this dirt, can be cleared, and quite instantly, actually, and then the light will fall through of your divine essence, of the self, the core that you are, and you will manifest something more beautiful, something that's true to you. Now, to shift from the state that you're in, a state of duality, we're going to do a little exercise. We have to move into the core, into that self, into that divine luminous presence that you are, that's prior to the mind, prior to the window pane that we call mind, that is often dirty and not clear enough. Let's do an exercise that some of you might already know, which is very fundamental because it takes us out of time and space back into the self. So close your eyes. You can lie down or sit. You might take a deep breath. And allow yourself to bring your attention to the area where your heart is, in the middle of your chest. And just imagine a beautiful sun there, just like the sun you see in the sky. Next to the sun, visualize the moon. Very easy, the silvery, beautiful moon. You see the sun and the moon. Just keep seeing them and feeling them. And now, very slowly, feel and see the moon shifting towards the sun. It's coming closer and closer and starting to now penetrate into the sun and starting to overlap and shifting and shifting and shifting, and they're becoming one experience. Sun, moon collapsing into one light, into the self. You might find you don't even want to visualize anymore. You're suddenly in a different state of mind. You are just being here. You're in your core. You're being that. Now I will assist you to strengthen the state. And as we are being in this very pure state prior to mind, we have now a tremendous amount of detachment and neutrality to work with what's going on in the mind. The subconscious programs, the unconscious programs, all those opaque specks of dirt programming, your past, your imagined future. We want to now change the reflections, and I will support you so that you can lift yourself to a clearer, more luminous reflection. So the value of yourself that might be very low or somewhat okay, but you need more money, you want to feel more prosperous, you want to feel rich, content, fulfilled. Now allow yourself to shift into that frequency, what that feels like to you. Maybe there's an image, an idea, a vision, but you want to also feel the vibration of that. What does it feel like in the body? Maybe you see your bank account. The numbers are different. Maybe you see yourself in a different house. Maybe you own things that you always wanted. Maybe you're doing something you always wanted to do. Now, if this is too difficult, we can make it a little bit easier, and you can take what is currently happening in your life, let's say your house or your car, and you're going to morph it. Morph your house or your car or your wardrobe. Very slowly watch it. Just watch it and feel it, just like you did with the sun and moon merging. You're going to watch the object change and shift into something different, something more prosperous. And you begin to change the things around you. You can take that as far as you like. You can see your garden flourishing with flowers, abundant crops, whatever you're gardening. You might own beautiful jewelry. And you notice that everybody around you is happy. Everybody else is also prosperous. This is very important. Open yourself up to prosperity, feeling and receiving, just like the breath that comes and goes. The light of who you are falls through the mind, through that window pane, clearly, easily, without any distortion, reflecting the beauty, the perfection, the prosperity that is your innate nature. And it continues and continues and is infinite, an infinite well, like a river, like the ocean, stretching out in all directions. No beginning, no end. Now allow this vibration to steep into every cell. Let it fill your body, your aura. Let it spill over into your head, your throat, the root of the tongue, your ears, your eyes, your nose. Feel the vibration everywhere. You might see a light, allow it to become luminous. Feel the vibration of this beautiful prosperity that you are. When you breathe, every breath strengthens this new vibration that you are. Feel yourself into a new world of yours. Receive it, allow it, and give thanks. Embrace the new you. Continue to apply the principle of changing your perception of what you see. Make those mirrors undistorted. Make your reflections, your manifestations, beautiful, truthful, reflecting who you really are, not reflecting your programming. Enjoy the beauty, the royalty, and the prosperity that you are into all of infinity. Thank you, thank you, thank you.